email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Yeah, there's the famous Tedism there. Adrian Dunbar, Line of Duty.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph and the wee donkey. Can we just move this thing along before it drives us all round the bloody bend? Jesus, Mary and Joseph and the wee donkey. Can we just move this thing along before it drives us all round the bloody bend?
Yeah, which leads nicely into our next item. Speaking of driving something around the bend, there was a bit of commotion on Friday evening in Dublin as a 58-foot-long vintage American fire truck drove from Dublin Port to Parrystown, flanked by a Garda escort. And the reason for it all is a man called Liam Moore, and he's on the line now. How are you doing, Liam?
How are you?
It wasn't just any fire truck, it was a Seagrave tiller.
Yeah, or hook and ladder, they call it in America. They call them hook and ladder.
Hook and ladder, right.
Yeah.
At what stage did you purchase that?
December, around Christmas.
Right, and it's taken till now to get it across?
Not necessarily. It's the logistics of getting it across. The weather, the fire department be able to bring it to the docks.
Yes.
The time, the police. All the stuff that had to go with it, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Not necessarily. Just it was a bad. I always seem to buy at a bad time at Christmas. You know, weather's not great. Snow was heavy in New York. You know, it snowed in on a few occasions when we tried to move it. So.
Okay, describe this baby to me now. This Seagrave tiller.
Well, I say it's about 58 foot long.
Right.
It's only about 8 foot wide. It's 11 foot high at its highest point. It has it's a Seagrave. They call them a hook and ladder. It's 1987.
Right.
And it has a 100-foot ladder on it. It'll go 100 feet into the air and will move, I think it is, 1,200 gallons a minute through the pipes.
Right.
Out through the ladder for putting fires out. And they use the ladders for rescues and stuff like that. It has a twin cab on it.
What does that mean?
In what way?
What does the twin cab mean?
A twin cab means that it has seats in the back to carry four firemen.
Right.
Seats in the front to carry three, plus the driver's four. And if necessary, they have platforms on the back of them because most of the fire departments in America are volunteers. So they have stand places on the back where if they're going along the road, they can pick you up on the way there.
Oh, well, nice. Right.
They're short, you know?
Yeah.
Like the old fire trucks, but...
It's a real head-turner, Liam. It's real. There's nothing like this in the country. Is there anything like this even in Europe?
Not particularly like this. Now, they have trucks 100 foot with 100 foot height and things, but nothing like a tiller.
Right,
no.
Yeah.
In France, I know they have massive big 10-wheel fire trucks, but nothing like this. Nothing, yeah.
And I was reading, you described them as monsters because it's not the only one you have. We'll talk about the other two in a moment. But they're monsters with loads of character, and that's why you fell in love with them, is it?
Exactly. You look at the face of them and just look at them. They all have their own character, and you buy them with the character. So you look till you find the one that gets you in the face. And then that's the one you try and get, you know?
Right, right. And were you on you bought it on an online auction. Is that the way you purchased them?
Yeah, this one was when we originally bought it on we were buying it on an online auction and things went wrong with the electronics.
Right. Just like they just have there. That's great, isn't it? Just as he was describing. No, it was wonderful, Liam, because you were just saying you had technical problems trying to buy the fire engine,
did,
and then you cut out. You're jinxed.
We get on to the mayor, and lucky enough, there is a thing in it that if they didn't get enough for the truck, they could put it back on the market again.
Uh-huh.
So, and they didn't. They were offered a small amount, so we were able to negotiate. Get to the end.
Okay,
you know?
So it served with Glencoe Volunteer Fire Department.
For 22 years.
Okay, and they treat their fire engines nearly like humans. So there was a big deal made of the fact that it was been transported to Ireland. Tell us about that.
Well, the fire engine is what saves the people's lives over there. And as I say, they're mostly volunteers.
Yeah.
So they look after their engines and take a lot of appreciation to them, you know. And when it was going, they were giving it a good tour off, and they brought the lad that drove the truck the first day they bought it and drove it to Glencove. They brought him back in from He was in and out of the country, so they brought him back to drive the truck to, right. He was 83, back to bring it out to the port.
Brilliant.
And he was in tears now, he was. It was very good now,
yeah.
I have to say.
Yeah.
And all the lads then, and all the fire stations along the way, or fire departments over there, all stood outside their departments with saluting the truck going by. It saved a lot of people over some 30-odd years.
Yes, of course it did.
One or two big ones where I think there were 6 people in one apartment block, they got out, and they couldn't have done it without the truck, so... It was on standby at 9/11.
Right.
And
there's another connection to 9/11. Tell us about the late Terry Farrell.
Terry Farrell is a lad that died in the 9/11 fire. One of the lads of many that died in it. And his brother opened a foundation, the Terry Farrell Foundation, which is a great thing over there. So. All the fire departments with their unused equipment or the equipment that they're not using or too old for them, they give to the Terry Farrell Foundation.
Right.
They repurpose it, redo it up, and they give it to fire stations because there are loads of fire stations that are just volunteers and no money, and they supply them with the new equipment. And they were very good to us. They gave us a lot of equipment that would not be usable, but for us was perfect for show, jackets, equipment, hoses, like, fabulous, you know, very good, but a great idea, very good organisation.
And you're planning to use your new Seagrave Tiller fire truck as part of the commemorations this year. It'll be the 20th anniversary of 9/11. What's the plan?
The Dublin Fire Brigade have been working on this, as of course COVID has kind of everybody a bit worried whether they'll be able to have it or not. Now, I know they'll have a very small one if COVID is still around and we can't have it.
Yeah.
But they were hoping to do a very large, and I know they've been working on it very hard. The likes of Derek out of Tallaght Air Fire Station and a lot of the lads and Willie.
So we'll find out more about that when it gets closer to the date. We'll talk to you again about that. So I was saying this is your third fire engine. The other two are American ones as well. What have you got so far?
A Mac and a Han.
A Mac and a Han, right.
Yeah.
And will you tell people what you did? Because storing these isn't that easy.
No.
So you had to make some changes to the house.
Yeah, I had to make some changes to the house. We had to take a corner of the house off.
Right.
And we had to dig down a few feet down to the ground for the lorries to go in and go down. And by accident, maybe took another corner off the other day. But yes, we've done a bit of modification to the house all right to get them in, definitely.
Where did this love affair with fire engines start, Liam?
Well, to be honest with you, it wasn't a love affair. I started off coming to retirement.
Yeah.
It wasn't too long after my wife died. I was looking for something to do and keep me occupied. And I said I'd buy a fire truck. I'd buy a fire truck. So I went out looking at the one down at the airport. You know, the big giant one down at the airport. Because I wanted something big. Because if I get into a Ferrari, I'd have to crawl out and kneel out and try and get away. So I need something I could fall into and fall out of.
Yeah, but you could have bought yourself an SUV or something.
I have one of them. So we went to have a look at one of them. We went for a test drive in it. But you couldn't see a thing. They were too dangerous to drive on the road. They're all right in a closed area.
Right.
And then we were looking at different fire trucks, and I was away at work, actually, up in Cork, and Sandra, my sister-in-law, was looking online and seeing the Mac for sale.
Right.
And she rang me up, and now I don't do electronics or anything like that, so no pictures, no. She rang me up and said, there's a Mac for sale here. And we talked to her over a few months. She knew what I wanted, the colour, you know, and it had to look aggressive and looked like it, you know, it would bite you.
Yeah.
And she said, it does all that, but you've only got 27 minutes to make up your mind.
Right.
It's on auction.
And counting.
It's finished in 27 minutes. And it was in Taunton in the USA. And I says, right, press the button, yes. And she did.
And you bought it.
And we bought it.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you bought, that's a Mac, then you bought, that was a pumper, and you bought a hand pumper, 1971, from a Pennsylvania town called Lebanon, in 2016.
And you
put these on show for charity, which is brilliant, and people probably know them from around the area. And you say that you play with them the rest of the time. You're a big child, Liam.
Before I met you, I was out taking the side bumpers off a few bits that need replacing and repairs. So.
Right.
That's the I like the part of making the stuff for them and trying to keep them going and keep them polished. That's the part I like. So driving them is nice. I'm putting them on show. That's nice too, but not as nice as playing with them.
Yeah.
You know? And if you can get water through them, it's even better.
And you lost Helen. She was very young. I'm just looking here, 55. To cancer. What do you think would she have a smile on her face if she saw you out changing bumpers on a fire engine?
She would have, I've been working on cars all my life, so that wouldn't have bothered her. I don't know about taking a bit off the side of the house now.
No.
Not sure. I have me doubts there now, you know. Some say she would have and some say she would have killed me, you know.
We'll get back on to you about the 20th anniversary of 9/11 commemoration, and we might do a show from the back of your Seagrave Tiller fire truck. Plenty of room, okay. Mind yourself, Liam. Good talking to you.
Thank you.
Bye
now.
Bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.